KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, the Atlantic Police Department this morning reports 25-year-old Morgan Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested Thursday on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Dvorak was booked into the Cass County Jail. On Wednesday, Atlantic Police arrested 23-year-old Jacob Sweeney of Atlantic for OWI first offense and 31-year-old Daniel Jensen of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow, and on two Audubon County warrants for failure to appear in court. Sweeney and Jensen were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday deputies on Tuesday had arrested 43-year-old John Stratton Eichelberger of Atlantic on multiple Atlantic Police Department warrants for felony charges of burglary in the first degree, stalking, burglary in the third degree, and simple misdemeanor charges that include four counts of false report to law enforcement, two counts of violation of a no-contact order, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Eichelberger was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held yesterday on $100,000 bond. That same day, Cass County deputies arrested 25-year-old Joshua Dean Peters and 25-year-old Julie Charles, both of Brayton, on Atlantic Police Department warrants for felony possession with the intent to deliver. Peters and Charles were brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $50,000 bond each. A report of two suspects breaking into vehicles in Council Bluffs early this morning led to a foot pursuit and one of the suspects being hit by a stun gun. Bluffs police say at around 4:15 a.m., officers were dispatched to Lincoln Avenue, and when they arrived, observed one suspect near the intersection of Frank Street and Morningside Avenue. After a short foot pursuit, an officer deployed his taser and was able to apprehend the suspect, who was identified as 25-year-old Keith Weiss of Council Bluffs. At the time of the arrest, officers were able to link Weiss to four vehicle burglaries. He was charged with four counts of burglary in the third degree, interference with official acts, eluding, and possession of a controlled substance. The second suspect was not located. Any information regarding that incident or any other incident can be reported by calling 712-328-STOP. A judge says a Nebraska woman must pay back $260,000 she took from her former employer in Iowa. Beth Butler of Waterloo, Nebraska, was sentenced Tuesday after pleading guilty to charges of theft and ongoing criminal activity. Several other counts were dropped in exchange for her pleas. Butler was given a suspended prison sentence of 25 years, a jail sentence of 60 days, and 5 years of probation. Police say she used a checking machine to withdraw thousands of dollars. The machine lets truck drivers access funds from across the country by giving clerks at truck stops an authorization code to pay for fuel, services, or cash. Bueller said, police say Bueller had gotten the authorization codes while working at McMullen Brothers Trucking in Carter Lake. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Glenwood man was arrested Wednesday evening on a warrant for sexual assault in the third degree. 47-year-old William Joseph Nunez was also arrested for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Police in Creston said yesterday three people were injured in one of two separate accidents that had taken place on Wednesday. The first happened a little after 6 p.m. as a 2004 Chevy Suburban driven by 45-year-old Faith Burkhalter of Creston was traveling west on Town Line Road. And a 2004 Oldsmobile Alero driven by 18-year-old Morgan Schaller of Creston was traveling east. Schaller was following a vehicle that had signaled to turn north onto Elm Street. She tried to stop, but due to the weather and road conditions, her car slid into the other lane and struck Burkhalter's Suburban. At impact, the airbags in both vehicles deployed. Faith Burkhalter and a passenger in the Suburban, 10-year-old Jocelyn Burkhalter of Creston, both of whom were wearing seatbelts, were injured and transported by ambulance to the Creston Hospital. Schaller was also wearing her seatbelt. She was transported to the hospital by a parent. Damage from the crash amounted to $6,000. The second accident happened at around 10:40 p.m. Wednesday on North Howard Street in Creston near the intersection with North Street. The Creston PD said 41-year-old Jason Woods of Lenox was driving too fast for the icy conditions when his 2011 Chevy pickup went out of control eastbound on West Howard and slid sideways into a tree. Woods wasn't hurt. Damage from the crash amounted to $6,000. In other news, in a closed session held Wednesday night, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education voted to enter into negotiations to purchase the Cass Incorporated building at 1406 Southwest 7th Street. Board Secretary and Business Manager Mary Beth Fast said the building could serve many purposes, including bringing back the K-6 behavioral program, which was canceled a couple of years ago due to a lack of students. The building space, she said, would also allow the program to be expanded to include 10 slots for students for that program, one full-time behavioral education teacher, and a few paraeducators.
They could use it for the alternative high school, if they wanted to do career tech classes, if they wanted to move office space out there, they could do that. They could even rent out or lease part of the space to other entities.
Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein will be taking part in the negotiations with regard to price and other details for the 27,000 square foot building. If the process comes to fruition, the administration can look into modifying the interior as needed. In other business, the Atlantic School Board on Wednesday approved the resignation of Mike Wendt, who's a night custodian for the high school, and Kathy Blazek, a high school special education teacher. They also approved the transfer request by Jeff Hetrick from the position of bus monitor to bus driver. And three lawmakers with a unique combination of names led an effort in the Iowa House to recognize the economic importance of the Iowa pork industry. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The Iowa House passed the resolution to coincide with the annual Iowa Pork Congress, which wrapped up Thursday. Joel Fry of Osceola, Tom Moore of Griswold, and Rob Bacon of Slater read the resolution aloud. Then the House Speaker summed things up.
House Resolution 3, Fry, Moore, Bacon. All those in favor shall say aye. Those opposed shall say no.
There were no naysayers, but a few pun lovers took note. Perhaps House members named Best and Salmon and Fisher could collaborate on a statement in the future. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa farmers who are looking ahead to the spring planting season are carefully watching the demise of the La Nina weather pattern to see what may come next. Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based in Ames, says La Nina is almost over.
The La Nina right now is, I'll call it on life support. We'll have to see if we end up being able to call this a full-fledged La Nina or not, because it did reach La Nina category, but maybe not for a long enough period of time to call it a full-fledged La Nina.
Surface temperatures in the Pacific Ocean are fluctuating and may have an impact across North America. Cooling temperatures the last few months created a La Nina effect, but now that may be vanishing. Toddy says the climate experts don't agree yet on what may happen next.
There's a small chance we get back to El Nino by summertime. Seems unlikely at this point. So then we start looking at shorter term types of things. What's our soil moisture looking like? Do we see any kind of big ridges that would set in for any kind of reason?
And he says that while some parts of the region haven't seen as much snow as usual in winter, Toddy predicts most of the northern plain should see an early thaw.
It looks like most of the big time cold is going to stay away for a while. It's going to stay well up into Canada. So that's a good thing. We actually may start seeing some melting of snow in some of the areas. It should be warm enough to do that. The heavier snowpack areas, we probably won't be into eating too much out of that for a while.
He says his office should have a better idea about potential spring weather in the next month or so. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.